Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Glenn the Outlaw here. It is Friday, October 9th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, the Wauchula Police Department has reported many lost dogs on their Facebook page. You can see photos of each dog and where it was found at facebook.com/Wauchula Police. Registration for the 2020 Hardy County Magical Christmas Parade is open. Discounted registration is available now at $35, but it will raise to $65 after October 30th. You can register by going to hardycc.com. The Hardy Cares Coronavirus Relief Fund is now available for individuals, small businesses, and community partner food security and mitigation assistance. The funds are restricted to COVID-19 eligible expenses. Each program is subject to specific eligibility requirements, submission of a complete program application with necessary supporting documentation. Your local events in Hardy County. Tonight, your Hardy Wildcats will play some football, a home matchup against the Lake Gibson Braves. Game time is 7:30 p.m. Please remember to practice physical distancing. Live coverage of this game can be heard on AM 1310, FM 102.1, and worldwide at 1021theoutlaw.com. Your jobs in Hardy County. Bella Villa 31 is looking for a part-time cleaner. A driver's license is required with 1 year of professional cleaning experience preferred. Red Bull Distribution is looking for a route sales representative. Qualifications include a high school diploma or GED, at least 21 years of age, a driver's license, and excellent sales and mathematical skills. And DeSoto Memorial Hospital is looking for a cashier. The ideal candidate will have a strong customer service background and exhibit exemplary customer service skills. Healthcare experience is preferred. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The 2020 census is here and Hardy County is still needing to respond. Fill out a few short questions to help your community gain assistance and improvements for things like transportation, education, infrastructure, and much more. Visit 2020census.gov to learn more and respond today. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, @gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, a look at your local weather, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will be right back.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wauchula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wachula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your weather last updated 10:50 a.m. Eastern Time. Weather partly cloudy, temperature 84 degrees Fahrenheit. The dew point 73.4 degrees Fahrenheit. Relative humidity is 70%. Heat index is 91. Winds east at 11.5 miles an hour. The visibility is 10 miles and the altimeter read 30.08 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 7:09 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, mostly sunny, isolated showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, southeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, with a 20% chance of rain. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s, east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Saturday, mostly sunny with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then numerous showers with isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs around 90, southeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, chance of rain 60%, and Saturday night, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy. Isolated showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour with a 20% chance of rain. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go on now to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Georgia Foundation for Agriculture has prepared the ultimate farm field trip for 3rd through 5th graders, taking the farm to them. The Foundation's Georgia Ag Experience, a mobile classroom housed in a 45-foot long by 30-foot wide trailer, is designed to give students the virtual experience of everything farm-related. There will also be a station highlighting the many career options in agriculture. It all begins January 4th when the Georgia Ag Experience hits the road, making its way across the state by the end of next year. The U.S. sold about 1.3 million metric tons of soybeans to China in the week of September 18th through the 24th, following the previous week's total of roughly 1.9 million tons. Of that amount, according to agrimarketing.com, the U.S. shipped nearly 894,000 tons to China during the latest weekly data, up from over 769,000 tons the week before. A year ago, outstanding sales totaled just 2.9 million tons. China may fall short of annual agricultural product purchasing commitments made in its Phase 1 trade deal with the U.S. due to non-agricultural trade issues. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue tells Agriculture.com he's not sure they're going to make it. China committed to importing 36.5 billion tons in U.S. farm products this year, but lagging purchases in the first half of the year cast doubt on that goal.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
When it comes to agriculture, anything can happen, and it usually does. At Northwest Farm Credit Services, our business is safeguarding yours. We provide a variety of crop and livestock insurance options, and our agents don't just know insurance, we know farming too, which means we know what it takes to keep you up and running, even if the unexpected occurs. So if safeguarding your business sounds like a good plan, give us a call. Northwest Farm Credit Services, here to help you grow. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
I'm Tim Hamrich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. As the growing season comes to an end, entomologists say it hasn't been a bad year for pest infestations, at least not in Alabama.
Talking with Ron Smith, who's got, this is his 48th summer on the job here in Alabama, says it's one of the lightest insect years he can remember.
That's Scott Graham, extension entomologist with the Alabama Cooperative Extension Service. He primarily works with pests of cotton, soybeans, and peanuts. Surprisingly, with the mild winter last year, he says it's been a relatively quiet year.
A little bit of stink bugs in cotton. We had some acres of soybean sprayed for the red banded stink bug, which was, is a more of an invasive pest that we don't deal with every year. We've had several mild winters back to back, and the red banded stink bug is overwintered. We know at least as far as Prattville, Alabama, this year. So more of the middle part of the state. So if we have another mild winter this winter, I really think we could run into some big issues with the red banded stink bugs next year.
Graham added that bollworm pressure was pretty light despite high numbers of moths and traps.
We didn't hear of any issues this year with worms coming through our BT technologies in cotton.
Graham couldn't speculate on why the pest pressure was so light this year.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few $1,000 with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
We're big fans of stability. It's not something you hear every day, but in an industry as volatile as agriculture, it's really good to know. At Northwest Farm Credit Services, we've been financing the needs of farmers and ranchers for over 100 years, through thick and thin, because we believe in what we do and who we do it for. So if partnering with a stable lender sounds good to you, give us a call. We'd be happy to help. Northwest Farm Credit Services, here to help you grow. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender.
This is Tim Hamrich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report from the Ag Information Network.
And now for the business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With an SRN News business brief, I'm Bob Agnew. Coronavirus emergency spending has tripled the U.S. federal budget compared with 2019.
The Congressional Budget Office released the unofficial 2020 figures showing a record $3.1 trillion deficit in the just completed fiscal year. That equals 15% of the U.S. economy, the largest gap since 1945. On the expense side was $6.6 trillion, which included the combined Paycheck Protection Program and the increased federal supplemental unemployment benefits for the past 6 months that created $1 trillion of federal outlay. These numbers don't yet reflect the ongoing negotiations for more coronavirus relief aid, estimated between $1.6 and $2.2 trillion. George Manzani reporting.
Stocks rising and early trading on Wall Street after talks appear to be continuing the start-and-stop drive on Capitol Hill to deliver more aid to the ailing economy. With business, I'm Bob Agnew.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. Let's start with NFL Thursday Night Football. A late field goal leads the Bears to a victory over the Buccaneers.
Kairos Santos kicked a 38-yard field goal with 1:17 left as the Bears rallied for a 20-19 victory over the Buccaneers. Tampa raced out to a 13-0 lead, but David Montgomery's 3-yard run cut the margin, and Nick Foles' 12-yard touchdown pass to Jimmy Graham gave the Bears the advantage at the half. Tom Brady was 25 of 41 for the game for 253 yards and one touchdown, while Foles was 30 of 42 for 243 yards. He says it was a struggle.
I just keep saying, like, it's a fist fight. It wasn't an easy game by any means. We just kept fighting, and everyone just kept, you know, throwing punches.
The Bears moved to 4-1, while the Buccaneers dropped to 3-2. David Schuster, Chicago.
Elsewhere, the Chargers have named rookie Justin Herbert their starting quarterback for the rest of the year. This is SRN Sports. Major League Baseball playoff action yesterday. The Dodgers complete a 3-game sweep by crushing the Padres 12-3. Will Smith set a Dodgers postseason record with 5 hits, and Jock Pedersen had a 2-run single to cap a decisive 5-run third as LA reaches the NLCS for the 4th time in 5 years. The Braves will join him in the NLCS following a 7-0 shutout of the Marlins. Kyle Wright struck out 7 and held the Marlins to 3 hits over 6 innings of his postseason debut. Carlos Correa slammed a 3-run homer and had 5 5 RBI as the Astros clobbered Oakland 11-6 to advance to the AL Championship Series for the fourth consecutive year. The Astros trailed 3-0 until Michael Brantley smacked the first of his two home runs. And Luke Voit hit a solo homer. Gleyber Torres added a two-run blast, and the Yankees beat the Rays 5-1, forcing a deciding fifth game in that series. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time today with Hardy Midday, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your motivational quote for the day: be careful about reading health books. You may die of a misprint. Tune in Monday for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day and a great weekend. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.